Was it round or was it?
It was oval shaped.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't.
Oh boy.
She knocked baked biscuits in there.
Did you ever burn coal in your fireplace?
No, just wood.
People around here, if they did burn coal, did they have anything special to carry it in?
Yeah, they had coal buckets at the schoolhouse.
Uh-huh.
We had a pot-bellied stove at the schoolhouse. I walked up, it was nearly a mile and a half where I had to walk every day. I went through the eighth grade there. But I usually didn't get up there about 3 months in a year. I have to stop, and help on the farm.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing about a farm, you just can't wait. Oh, I was going to ask, what did you call that thing over your fireplace where you put your pictures and things?
Well, the mantle. We had a mantle over the fireplace.
Oh, this was...
The mantle and the clock. The old clock is a clock just like that. And old Seth Thomas, we've had that. We got that the day we married, this clock.
Wedding gift?
No, we bought it.
Oh.
Him and I bought it. We bought that clock. And my mother gave me a bed. We bought that clock and a kitchen cabinet and a rocking chair and a stand table. And that is all the furniture we bought. And then after we was married 7 years, why we bought this furniture, you see.
Oh.
And in 1914, we moved in this house. And then we got running water up in the house. That was real nice.
Oh, I bet that was a thrill.
Our house was modern. We didn't ever have that before.
This is certainly a good chair.
Yeah, my husband was very progressive. He didn't, he was like me. He did not, he only finished the eighth grade school, and he really felt bad because he didn't get to go to high school. Hmm. So he came up from Texas, he's born in Nebraska. And,
oh, he was born in Nebraska,
yeah.
And then he went down to Texas, and then came up here.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah, they went. His father had a mill at Auburn, Nebraska, and his father went broke during the Cleveland administration. He blamed it on that. Well, then they came to Texas and bought some cheap land, and then they came and bought this farm. And my husband came up here, and I was 14, and he was 21, and we met. And he was the only sweetheart I ever had.
Hmm.
I never had another sweetheart.
Hmm. You didn't need none.
No. We didn't particularly go together, only he would come up to visit my brother. He'd come over to our place to visit my brother. And that went on for about 3 years. When I was 16, then we were engaged. And we married. And I liked a few weeks of being 18. But he was the only sweetheart I ever had. I'll show you how it's like. Here's the way he lived.
Oh my goodness.
Look
at
that high dollar. This is me
the
year we was engaged.
Oh boy, just a little bitty old girl.
Yeah, I was 16.
Mm-hmm. Don't you know we worry about the children now when they're 16 and they get engaged and you think, oh my goodness.
Or when we've been married 50 years.
You know, about the only thing that's changed is the way he parts his hair.
is that different?
And that comb down the...
Oh, here's my mother and father.
Oh,
in 1909. Here's us with our first baby. That's in 1909.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my little girl. This is our two little children. This was the house that they built after I was born. After our others burned out.
Mm.
And this is where this is the way he looked when we
did. Did you notice the difference over here?
Oh, yes. He did part his hair on the other side, didn't he?
Yeah.
Huh?